Track 11, Musical Memories. So, I promised you two pieces about people with unusual names, and here's the second. Tony is going to tell us all about Osbert Parsley. Who was he, Tony?
Have you ever known anyone called Osbert? Most likely not, I would say. You might have heard of Osbert Sitwell, one member of the famous literary family, the Sitwells, or maybe even Osbert Lancaster, the cartoonist. But perhaps you haven't come across one Osbert Parsley. Yes, it's a wonderful name, isn't it? I can feel a discussion about herb-related surnames coming on. What about sage or lavender, for instance? They're both surnames, aren't they? But I digress. Who was Osbert Parsley? In his day, he was a highly regarded church musician. He was born around 1511 in Norwich and died there in 1585. To be quite honest, not a lot is known about Parsley's life, but it is believed that he was a boy chorister at Norwich Cathedral and worked there for all his career. As well as being a chorister and a composer of church music, he was probably the cathedral's unofficial organist for half a century. He is first mentioned in cathedral records as a lay clerk and was appointed as a singing man in 1534, a post he retained for 50 years. So clearly he had a very good singing voice, which did not deteriorate with age. Or if it did, nobody had the heart to tell him. It is possible that he was first hired by the cathedral monks to assist them as a lay chorister, or possibly he was a novice monk before a monastic career was cut short by the Reformation. He's first listed in the cathedral accounts for 1538 to 40 and continued to be mentioned in cathedral records throughout his life. It seems he was paid extremely generously for his work there, much more than any other of the musicians, in fact. His salary from the start of the 1570s was £12 per annum. In 1558, Parsley married a lady named Rose in St. Saviour's Church, which is in Maglan Street, and he bought a house and premises in the parish. So his wife became Rose Parsley. Isn't that just wonderful? A whole garden in a name. And it's known that there were seven surviving children from this marriage. A nice little bunch of herbs, in fact. Parsley's composing career spanned the reigns of Henry VIII and all three of his children, Edward, Mary, and Elizabeth. This was a period of great change in English sacred music, and the lives of English church musicians had to adapt to the religious whims of each monarch. Following the Reformation, Parsley was able to hold on to his career and to his head by writing music for both the Catholic Latin Rite as well as the Protestant English Rite under Henry VIII and later Elizabeth I. Although Elizabeth adopted a more lenient approach, which allowed composers to be rather more flexible, as well as to sleep more easily in their beds. Between the 31st of July and the 30th of August 1578, Elizabeth and her court visited various towns and estates across Norfolk and Suffolk, and much of the latter part of this tour was spent in Norwich, which was then the second city in England after London. The city was expected to provide accommodation, banquets and entertainment, and luckily, Norwich was one of the few cities in the kingdom with sufficient numbers of skilled musicians to fill these demands. But even so, it had to resort to using trumpet and cornet players from Elizabeth's entourage.
Yeah.
Elizabeth entered Norwich through St Stephen's Gate to be greeted by the Mayor of Norwich and 60 of Norwich's finest men dressed from head to toe in black satin with yellow and purple detail. From there she was escorted to her lodgings at the Bishop's Palace. That must have been quite a sight. During the first evening of her visit, Elizabeth and her courtiers were joined by the most prominent of Norwich citizens and the cathedral clergy to hear a performance of a Te Deum written by Parsley. He was paid 6.5 shillings for the music, which he wrote for the Queen's visit, and the music was again performed when she returned to Norwich in 1597. Sadly, none of these compositions appear to have survived. Parsley died in 1585 and is buried in Norwich Cathedral. A commemorative plaque was commissioned by his fellow singing men, and this can be found in the north aisle of the cathedral. This was a unique honour for a chorister and is a mark of the respect in which he was held by those who knew him, and it is inscribed with a poem praising his character and musicianship. Once judged to be indecipherable, the text was restored in 1930 and was unveiled at an evening service on the 10th of July 1930 with music by Parsley, sung by the choirs of King's College, Cambridge, Ely Cathedral and Norwich Cathedral. The text reads, "Here lies the man whose name, in spite of death, renowned, lives by blast of golden fame, whose harmony survives his vital breath, whose skill no pride did spot, whose life no blame, whose low estate was blessed with quiet mind. As our sweet chords and discord mixed be, whose life in 74 years entwined, as falleth mellowed apples from the tree, whose deeds were rules, whose words were verity, who, here a singing man, spent his days, full 50 years, in our church melody, his memory shines bright, whom thus we praise." And so there you have it, the life and career of a local musician with an unusual name, an illustrious career, and a place in history. What more could you ask for? I bet that the name Osbert Parsley will hang around in your consciousness for a little while yet. I hope so, anyway.
Thank you, Tony. And I popped into the cathedral the other day to have another look at that memorial plaque. It's certainly a fitting tribute to a man who served Norwich Cathedral music well for so many years.